KX93.5, we are Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell. Good morning. The morning show is brought to you by LagunaBeach.com. I mentioned this morning because what a unique, cool thing to have in our studio right now. His name is Patrick, and he is one of the members of, is it the Illuminati? Is that what you're calling yourself?
Yes, it's the Illuminati.
No, but spelled
in a silly fashion. Actually spelled N-A-U-G-H-T-Y.
I like it. In fact, that is a Red Bull Flugtag team, which is basically a human flying machine competition. It's going to take place at the Long Beach Pier on September 21st. So you applied to this thing. You're a team out of Chapman to basically say, you know what? I can build a damn good flying machine, and I want to compete.
I don't know if damn good is actually the term to put behind it.
Okay.
But we can certainly put some PVC piping together.
Well, there were over 500 applications for this thing, and only 32 teams were selected by Red Bull. So, you know, what was it about your application that you think got you through?
I'm not terribly sure on that one, to be honest with you. I think, you know, so many people come out with creative ideas and different themes. I mean, personally, me and the rest of the members of my team sat there and just tried to come up with ridiculous ideas. And of course, they're all ridiculous. But I think some combination of, striptease and ancient Egypt for some reason somehow decided to make it through.
Striptease and ancient Egypt.
It's sort of our craft is actually shaped like a giant pyramid.
Okay.
With a bow tie. It's sort of a Chippendales secret society mashup.
You know that pyramids are not very aerodynamic.
Yeah,
just want to make sure you know that.
Yeah, they're not terribly sexy either, but we're gonna make it work.
So describe this to people who are having trouble visualizing this. A big machine is sent off a pier. How does it fly? What happens?
So essentially, what happens is you have your team essentially, which is somewhere around like five people, and what you do is you start off at the end of a ramp. It's like 30 feet up in the air. And so what happens is you all get behind it. You have one pilot who sits on top of whatever your craft is.
Okay.
And some of them are ridiculous. Some of them are like, you know, Santa shaped or, you know, shaped like cheeseburgers or stuff like that.
Okay.
And essentially you have to do a 1 minute skit beforehand where you get to pick your own music. You do some sort of silly dance or some sort of like acted out skit. And then what ends up happening is after the end of your skit, pilot gets in and you just huck this guy essentially off a 30 foot ramp into the water, and you just pray he vaults himself far enough away from it.
What is the guy's role on top of the machine?
Well, what I would call what he does less piloting and more just falling really well.
Okay, so there's not a lot to do once you've launched the thing.
Some people build crafts that are, you know, like aerodynamic and well thought out, and there's a lot of engineering people come in here. Our craft was designed by me, a comm major. So,
right.
I mean, this can only go well. Obviously, it's not. We don't plan on it going very far. Like, and there's definitely going to be no piloting. We're just hoping this thing gets to the end of the ramp.
But the competition is to see which goes the farthest.
There are basically three categories.
Okay.
There's like a sort of showmanship aspect to it. So like how your skit is before you
which
go.
Which I feel that you'll be good at.
Oh, no, we're going to nail that.
And I'm a Chapman alum, and you go there, and skits is something we do well.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Yeah. We know how to shake our tail feathers at Chapman U. But and then there's a second aspect, which is the actual idea, the sort of execution of your craft itself. And then the third one is your sheer distance.
Okay.
So, and there's a crowd favorite award.
So the distance isn't really, it's only one third of it.
I mean, you could
have a really cool craft and do a really neat skit.
That's what we're gunning for.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, there's so many engineers coming into it, and it's all, you know, business kids and comm majors and stuff like that.
Okay.
So we're just in it for the blast.
If you're just tuning in, we're here with Patrick. He's a member of one of the Red Bull Flugtag teams that's competing in the human flying machine competition on September 21st. Now, are people allowed to put electric motors or anything like that in it?
You're not allowed to put anything in that, because I mean you it's kind of like jumping into a bathtub with a toaster. You don't want anything electric in you when you're going.
I suppose that's a really good point.
Yeah,
I never thought about
that for safety reasons. Obviously they're not gonna let you do that. You're not allowed fog machines, even though that would be really cool.
That would be cool.
It's pretty much it's all, there's not really any sort of like pedal powered or anything like that. It's pretty much all people pushing it and just praying that the glide factor somehow
works out. You're not a engineering student or anybody on your team is really what makes you qualified to build, like what went through your head in building it, you know what I mean?
Well, it's essentially because I came up with the actual idea for the craft.
Okay.
We kind of designated roles, like who's going to be in charge of, like, you know, putting money in a bank account that we can buy this. Who's going to be in charge of, like, social media stuff? Who's going to be in charge of, like, keeping contact with Red Bull? And, of course, because I designed it, it's like, Schomer can build this thing. So, basically, I sat there, you know, with a pen and paper.
You're the delegator.
Yeah.
That's good.
I tried to draw something out that You know, it was kind of exciting. And
are you allowed to? Can we post a photo on Twitter or something this morning? Do you have a prototype that we can show around?
I have. I have some photos I can send you in a little bit.
Okay, because I asked you before if you were done with it. You're like, kind of.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there, but I would not say we're done per se.
Okay, fair enough. What is your Twitter and Facebook for the team? Do you have one?
We're the Illuminati on Chapman. Illuminaughty.
And how are you going to incorporate the secret society of the Illuminati into your performance?
I'm not saying there's going to be robes, but there's going to be robes.
Okay, fair enough.
There's going to be robes and bow ties and
cufflinks.
Without
revealing too much, going to be robes. So do you know much about your competition? Because this is the first year the Red Bull Flugtag competition has been national.
Yeah.
You're taking place in the Long Beach one. Again, there were over 500 applications.
And 32 got through.
32 got chosen. So that's pretty cool,
yeah,
first of all.
That's pretty sweet.
But have you read much about who else is there?
I know there's a zombie team. There are a lot of them are actually like engineering societies at certain schools or in certain areas.
You're a secret society.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Only secrets, yeah. And then there's also like an Anchorman one.
Yeah.
Some of them are themed after movies. Some of them are themed after popular like concepts and stuff like that, but
and the Oakley guys, the actual engineering people,
yeah,
from Oakley.
Yeah,
that's a serious one.
That's exactly we know we're not gonna outgun those people in terms of distance, so we're just gonna try to outclass them, maybe put some a little bit of razzle dazzle. Yeah.
But not only are they engineers, they're also from a very hip company.
Oh yeah.
So I'm a bit of a problem.
I'm not saying it's gonna be easy.
So do you know the website where people can find out more? If you don't, I think I have it right here. RedBullFlugtagUSA.com. And Flugtag is spelled FLUGTAG, which I think it means German flying machine or something.
It means flying day.
Yeah, flying day in German. And there's a Twitter also. It's Red Bull Flugtag USA at Twitter. Mm-hmm. So we can come see you for free.
Yes,
on the 21st.
Yeah, yeah. The doors or the gates open, I guess, at 10 on the 21st of September.
Okay.
And you can expect the crafts to start launching at about 12, and then at about 3 o'clock, it's going to is when the last craft is going to be launched, and then the awards they'll start giving.
Okay,
those out.
Cool. I want to go to a song. I think probably some of your members, other team members, are on the phone actually. So
okay,
let's see if we can get a hold of them and learn more about the Illuminati team again competing in the Red Bull Flugtag or KX93.5. All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Good morning. I'm Tyler Russell. Over there is Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
What's up?
Patrick is one of the members of the Illuminati team out of Chapman University that's competing in the Red Bull Flugtag flying machine competition on September 21st, which, by the way, is free to go to. So 110,000 of your closest friends are going to watch you shoot a machine off the Long Beach Pier. We have on the phone a couple other members of your team we want to check in. And Austin and Steven, are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Wow, you're both very loud. Okay, hi, good morning.
good morning.
Pat told me to ask you guys now, Austin, you were very involved in the application process. So what do you think made you guys stand out over the 500 or so people that applied for this thing?
We wanted to apply or come up with an idea that we thought that would be funny, but also something really original. We wanted to avoid using like themes like sports teams or TV shows, and we really wanted to like make a play on words and make up a idea that would basically surprise and be really funny for the crowd and the audience. And so we tried to make all of our applications have some sort of twist to them, either whether it was the name or our costumes or what we were going to do. And I think our best one was probably the Illuminati idea that we came up with. And I think that's probably the reason why we got in. But
Maybe you or Steven can speak a little bit about the one thing Patrick and I haven't talked about is the actual construction of the thing. Can you speak intellectually on what it looks like and how it's built?
Yeah. So we built the thing basically in the aisles of Home Depot. We had some people helping us at Home Depot, and there was like a crowd that formed and was watching and helping.
Yeah,
us.
Dude. But everybody working there loved it.
Oh, because they found out what you were
like,
doing.
What are you guys doing with this? And they're sort of like, oh yeah, we're building a shed. They're like, oh no, we're building a flying machine.
Yeah, and we bought the paint, and they're like, well, is this going to be indoor or outdoor? And we're like, don't even worry.
That's like a Home Depot commercial.
Yeah,
that's what they're supposed to do.
Indoor or outdoor? Yeah. Oh, at the bottom of the ocean. That's where it's going to be. Is that outdoor?
Is it flammable or waterproof? But we we built the frame pretty much out of entirely PVC pipes, and we got like some wood and stuff as well. And we built the craft is shaped like a pyramid,
right?
So we built the frame
And we actually got a we got a bunch of cardboard, and we're makeshifting the cardboard all together, kind of puzzling it together to create the sidewalls for our crafter to keep it light. So hopefully it'll fly. We're not guaranteeing it's going to fly very well, but we're hoping that the lightweight will allow it to fly a little bit further than most others.
So I feel like you you actually didn't spend very much effort thinking about how the thing will actually fly.
Well, it's about as aerodynamic as a pile of bricks.
Right.
I think I have high hopes.
Patrick and I were talking about. We're talking about how the showmanship is going to be your big starring point of this thing, and maybe that's how you'll do well. So do you want to reveal a little bit about the song and dance you'll do before you take the thing off?
Yeah, so our song was still yet to be determined. We're actually going to figure that out by the end of the day. But we're going to come out dressed in these Jedi-looking robes, like a secret society.
Robes.
We're going to be like, there's going to be like some chants or like some like what's the kind of music, the
Gregorian chant or the Halo theme, something along those
the
lines.
Halo theme.
Brace yourselves.
And then we're gonna come out all like peaceful and quiet, and then we're gonna rip off our robes to like some like, I don't know, It's Raining Men or some crazy dance song, and we're gonna be
I hope to God you don't pick that song.
Oh, it's happening.
I like how far along you guys are, 10 days away or so. They're like, yeah, maybe we'll figure out a song. Well, I think you guys are going to be a real treat to watch this thing, at least for your showmanship. They're called the Illuminati. They're the Red Bull Flugtag team out of Chapman University, competing on September 21st, Long Beach Piers, where you can see it for free. A lot of tough competition, like the Oakley Engineers, but I think you guys will be a lot of fun to watch. So Austin, Steven, and Patrick, thanks so much, guys, for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, okay, guys. We'll see you out at the competition, and hopefully we'll send out this interview on Twitter and stuff, too, so all your friends can hear it. But thank you, and we'll talk to you all soon. We're KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM.
Word up.